At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Talking about more creatures, but definitely maybe nicer creatures on the show now. As cats are natural predators, it can be hard for some owners to stop them from torturing and killing birds when they're released into the garden. But are there some tips to avoid this happening? Well, vet Pete Wedderburn has been writing about this in the Wexford People, and he joins me on the show now. Good afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon.
Lovely to talk to you. Now, if cats are domesticated, then why are they going after birds in the garden in the first place? I'm always confused about that.
Well, basically, the hunters their ancestors hunted birds for survival. That's how they kept going. And so even though we feed them nowadays, they still have a very strong instinct to see birds as prey, to be hunted and to be eaten. And as well as that, cats love the process of hunting. It gives them a great thrill to actually stalk something and then pounce on it. In fact, and one of the ways that we know that we can reduce how much cats hunt is by spending more time playing with them. You play with your cat for, let's say, 10 or 15 minutes a day, mimicking hunting, you'll actually reduce their hunting behavior by something like 15 or 20%. It makes a big difference.
So what would you play with? Playing with a ribbon, or what way is it?
There's things like wands that got feathers at the end of them,
uh-huh.
And you kind of wiggle those in front of the cat, and the cat will prowl after the feathers, and then will leap on them, and you can flick it up into the air, and they'll jump up in the air to get it, and they absolutely love that. If you do that, you're going to mean that they're going to have less energy and inclination to hunt cats. Hunt birds. That's one of the things that you can do.
I thought that they were trying to sometimes maybe please their owners, because my sister has a cat who sometimes leaves her little, should I say, gifts. Now, it's normally mice at the front door or the back door of the house.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought. I thought that's what her cat was trying to do.
Yeah, my cats do that too sometimes. We don't really understand why cats do that. We kind of think it's probably that they're bringing some food back to their den. In fact, some cats, they don't do that with prey. They do that with things like clothes pegs or whatever. They bring them back for their owner and leave them in front of where they think their owner will be. So it's, again, a strong instinct cats have to bring stuff back to the family. That's the general idea.
Okay. And what about their diets? Does that play a part in this for going after mice or birds?
It does to some extent, and some quite recent research has shown that. We discovered that ourselves because we noticed that when we changed our cats from feeding them dry kibble to giving them moist food, they seemed to spend less time hunting. And I came across, when I was writing this article, I came across a study which showed that eating a high meat diet could reduce a cat's hunting behavior by 33%.
Wow.
So, yes, feeding more meaty food to cats, again, it gives them less of a desire to get fresh meat themselves, and so they're less likely to hunt.
Okay.
So you can do that as well.
So if you did that, change the cat's diet, and you played with the cat, mimicking hunting with, as you say, one of those toys, you could really reduce these incidents.
That would make a big difference. And another thing you can do is you can keep them inside at prime hunting times, and that means dusk and dawn. So if you just let them out in the middle of the day, then they're less likely to be able to get birds, because birds are going to be much, much more active and out of the way. And by the way, the next thing is you get into putting things in cats' collars to make it more difficult for them to hunt successfully.
Yeah, I was thinking a bell would surely solve this too.
Well, that was the traditional idea. And the idea was that, you know, that the cat would still enjoy the process of hunting, but the bell would warn the birds that the cat's coming close, so they'd be able to get out of the way in time. But what they've actually discovered is that some cats learn that the noise the bell puts, you know, warns the birds. And so what they do is they learn to stay utterly, completely still. And then when the birds come closer naturally, then they make an almighty sudden leap. And so they can still get the bird. So cats have learned to find their way around the bell. So there's a newer idea which looks utterly ridiculous, but does work. And that's something called a cat bib.
And if you can imagine... A bib?
A cat bib.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a bib on a baby or a toddler. You know, this one. It's made of silicone and it goes around their neck like a collar and it goes down their front.
Okay.
It makes them actually look a bit like a very formal diner or something. Somebody with a, you know, the napkin around their neck. It looks a bit like that. But anyway, if they have that on them, then they can still go out and run around the garden and play and have fun. But when they go down into the pouncing position and try to leap forwards, the bib gets kind of tangled up with their feet, and so they can't do it successfully. And so that's another way that you can have an impact on how good they are at successfully hunting.
Okay, to me, that just sounds a little mean. That's just my opinion now. It does sound a little bit mean.
It looks a little bit mean, but you have to think about the birds as well. And one of the problems with these cat bibs is that because your cat's wandering around with them outside, you have to have them safe. Otherwise, your cat could kind of hang themselves on a tree branch or something.
Yeah.
So they have to be attached to a quick release kind of collar. And the problem with that then is if it does get caught anywhere, the cat leaves it behind.
Okay.
And so you might have to get yourself a supply of these cat bibs so that, you know, if they do lose them, you have another one to replace them.
Yeah, I liked all your other suggestions. There's a quick question here from a listener.
Yeah.
A quick question for Pete on cats. I have a neighbour's cat constantly pooping in my garden. I have young children and I am blue in the face from picking it up. What can I do about it? Dogs cannot poo anywhere, but it seems cats can do whatever they want. Annoyed parent in Carlo.
I completely understand that. And gardeners especially get very upset with other people's cats coming into the garden, digging up seed beds and pooing. And your listener is absolutely right. There's nothing illegal about it. Cats are allowed to do that. The best thing you can do is to deter the cats as best you can. And you can do that by putting sort of barriers around your garden. So just thorny bushes is one sort of idea, but you can get more extreme kind of fence topping sort of barriers that go on top of your wall or fence that are kind of angled so that the cat can't get over them easily. The other thing you can consider doing is having an automated water sprayer that's motion sensitive. So basically, you set this up overlooking the bit where the cat likes to go to the toilet, and if the cat walks into view, then the motion detector is activated and it sprays water. And that would soon make cats realise this is not a good place to try and do their private business.
Okay, that's a good advice there, but it seems like a lot of hassle for the Carlo listener to go to. Thank you. That's Pete Wedderburn, a.k.a. Pete the Vet.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.